Blog Talk Radio.
Let's get rooted in God, rooted in God, rooted in God. Let's stay rooted in God, rooted in God, rooted in God through Jesus our Lord and Savior. Good evening, my loves. Thank you for joining me on another episode of God's Truly Message. I pray everyone is feeling blessed and highly favored on this loving the Lord Thursday. I'm just loving in my Father because He's continued to pour and defend me and show me His hand in my life. Hallelujah. And give me more understanding and revelation of His holy word. Hallelujah. He's teaching me how to go in-depth in the studying and the comprehension of His word. And that's why I love my Father, because He takes His time with me. My Father know how I need to learn, and my Father applies it to it and shows me how to go into hearing what He is saying, go into implying, taking action to His voice. And that's why I love my Father. Heavenly Father, I just come to You saying thank You, Lord. Thank You, thank You, thank You, Father God. I ask You to touch me and everybody that's under the sound of my voice, from the top of our heads to the sole of our feet, Lord God. Shed Your blood over us. Father God, we love You. We seek You. We honor You, Father God. We ask You to be in every aspect of our life, Father God. The areas where we're not close to You, Father God, give us the strength to be closer to You, Father God. We repent of anything that we have done, knowingly or unknowingly, Father God. Forgive us, Father God. We thank You for Your mercy and Your grace, Father God. We know that You are our defense and our refuge, Father God, and we thank You, Father God. We thank You for Your holy word. We thank You for Your unconditional love, Father God. We thank You for taking time with us, Father God. We thank You for blessing us to be with You from the beginning, Father God. We thank You for Your Holy Spirit to come in and teach us, Father God, to take us deeper inside of You, Father God, to hear the revelation of Your voice, Father God. We thank You. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Hallelujah. One thing that it just came to my spirit, God's word is revelation and action. The voice of God, the voice of God is revelation and action. Because when God gives us revelation, He is showing us something. And when God speaks to us out of His voice, that means we are to be obedient. And when you being obedient, you take an action of what He is saying. So revelation have action to it. Revelation have a form to it. Hallelujah. Revelation have steps to it. Hallelujah. So we just need to be able to take the revelation that God gives us and apply it the way He set forth for it to be applied. Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. And we get that through the personal relationship. Do you have a personal relationship with God? Do you know His voice? Do you know how the love of God feel? Hallelujah. Do you know how the touch of God feel? Do you know how it feels to have God holding your hand? Do you know how it feels to walk in God? Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. To live in the Spirit and walk in the Spirit. Do you know how it feels to be led by the Spirit? If you don't, I just ask you to take a chance on a relationship with God. Pour out your heart. Hallelujah. We've been talking about circumcision all this week, but this morning my Father woke me up at 5 something this morning. He kept giving me this word. He kept sending me to this. So I want to teach on this because this is what's supposed to be released today. And today's title called is He is My Defense, because someone needs to know He is their defense. When someone is your defense, they're your protection. They're protecting you. Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. They're defending your honor. Hallelujah. And Psalm 62, we're going to be in Psalm 62 today. And it says, truly my soul waits upon God. From Him comes my salvation. Hallelujah. Your soul waits upon God. And when that scripture came up, it made me think about Mary. When we first started doing What Did You Learn Today, and we was focusing on Mary and how the angel came to Mary and told her that she was highly favored. Hallelujah. And that she was going to have our Lord and Savior, that God was going to overshadow her with the Spirit and have the babe inside of her. When Mary responded to Elizabeth, hallelujah, thank You, Jesus, she said this is what Mary said in Luke's 1. And Mary said, my soul does magnify the Lord. Hallelujah. Her soul magnified the Lord. And my spirit has rejoiced in God, my Savior. And then what the understanding, the revelation that God gave me is say, Mary said, my soul does magnify the Lord, because the Lord was coming to save the lost soul. Then who she was carrying was coming to save her. And then say, my spirit has rejoiced in God, my Savior, because she knew God was the one that sent Jesus to save her. Hallelujah. So her spirit was rejoicing in God, her Savior, but her soul magnified the Lord because the Lord was saving her. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because we have to realize that Mary was under the law. She was under the traditions of the man that, you know, hallelujah. So it say, my soul waits upon God. From him comes my salvation. Hallelujah. So your soul waits upon him. From him comes my salvation. Salvation came through Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ came because God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten God the Son, that whoever shall believe in him shall not perish and have everlasting life. And when we confess with our minds that Jesus is our Lord and Savior and believe in our heart that God rose up from the dead, we are saved, and we are with the cup. What outcomes from the mouth is into salvation. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So when you confess and believe, you come unto salvation. So from him comes salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. We know Jesus is the rock. He said he only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. One thing we need to understand is he is only our rock and he is our salvation. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Your soul waits upon God, and from him comes salvation. Hallelujah. So our soul waited upon God. We have to realize that Jesus redeemed us back to God for us to have a personal relationship. He is only my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. One thing we need to understand is that God defends us. We shall not be greatly moved. When God is fighting this battle, because we have to get an understanding that the battle and the things that you are going through is not your battle. It's God's battle, and you cannot be moved. Hallelujah. You got to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, as he said to the children of Israel when they was crossing the sea. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We have to stand still. You cannot be moved out of where God put you at, because it's certain places where you go to and certain things that God brings you into where you have to not be moved. Hallelujah. You have to know that he's your rock and he's your salvation. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He is my defense, and I shall not be greatly moved. When you know God is defending you, you will not be moved. So be encouraged. Don't be frustrated about the things that's coming at you. How long will you imagine mischief against a man? You shall be slain, all of you, as bowing wall shall you be, and as a towering fence. They only consult to cast him down from his excellency. They delight in lies. They bless with their mouth, but they curse inwardly. Hallelujah. They say they consult to cast him down from his excellency. See, some people, you are excellent in what you are doing. You are doing great in the works of what you are doing. They delight in lies. Hallelujah. They don't like you because you are doing it the way God. Because if we're doing it the way God calls us to do it, we are doing it in excellence. Hallelujah. But some people delight in lies because they want to. Some people fake it till they make it. Some people want to follow other people's steps and do it certain ways other people said it, but they won't listen to the voice of God. See, one thing we need to understand, when God tells us a way to do the ministry that he's given us and what he calls us to do, and we do it the opposite way, we are being disobedient to God. Hallelujah. It don't make a difference. Somebody else prospered, and God's hand is in their life, and that's how he told them to do it. If you do it the opposite way, it will not be excellent before God. Hallelujah. They delight in lies. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You're delighting in a lie because what that you have found to do, it is a lie. It's not the truth of what God calls you to do and how God calls you to bring it into manifestation. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I just wanted to go to Psalm 37, because when I just read that, something just came to my spirit. In Psalm 37 and 4 say, delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. When we delight ourselves in the Lord, he shall give us the desires of our heart. Hallelujah. It say they delight in life. See, when we delight in the Lord, he can give us the desires of our heart. And one thing we need to understand, when we're delighting in the Lord, when we take pleasure in the Lord and his will, the desires of our heart be his will, be his way. Hallelujah. Because now we're a new creature and we're in tune with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Because we want to do things in excellence the way God has called it to do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He says they delight in lies. They bless you with their mouth, but they curse you inwardly. One thing we need to understand is some people bless you with their mouth, but they curse you inwardly. And that's why you got to have discernment of the spirit. Hallelujah. You have to know who is around you and what is around you, because sometimes you can take advice from people and people are doing things, but it's lies because they didn't get the advice from God. They followed it from someone else. Because let's go to Psalms 1. When you go to Psalms 1, and Psalms 1 and 1 say, blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. Hallelujah. So it says, blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. Hallelujah. See, some people are taking counsel and taking advice and to make things excellent because they look prosperous, but they're ungodly, nor stand in the way of sinners. You're standing in the way. Stand. God say, put on the whole armor of God. When you have on a whole armor of God, you can stand. And to tell you all the armor of God that you need to put on to be able to stand in the way of sinners. God say, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lead not on thy own understanding. And all thy ways acknowledge him, he shall direct our path. And Psalm 25, it says, show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your path. Hallelujah. So it says, stand not in the way of sinners, in the way that they go about bringing to the prosperity that they have come about. Hallelujah. Because the things they are doing is lies. Nor sit in the seat with the scornful. You can't sit in the seat. Take their advice. Sit down the way they have sat down and what they have had. Because it says that they bless you with their mouth, but they curse you inwardly. See, people will say things with their mouth, but they will curse you inwardly. If a person's heart is not with you, they're not sincere. They don't want the right things for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. When Mary was going to do the traditions, do the law, when Jesus was 8 years old, and they took him to Simon, and he was telling Mary that it shall be a sword that pierces through your soul, and the hearts of many shall be revealed to you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. When you are in a relationship with God and he is teaching you and he is speaking to you, God will reveal to you people's hearts. God will reveal to you the thoughts of people. And when you first start getting it, it's kind of weird. Like, you can be talking to somebody. You can know a person don't like you. You can know what a person thinks. Hallelujah. And God has given me the boldness where I will stop the thing and let a person know, like, look, I know what it is. Don't play. We're not about to exchange. I'm not about to waste words and go. No, I'm just going to release what God called me to release, because I know that you bless me with your mouth, but you curse me inwardly. And when you're not around me, you say things that's not loving, and you're not really in tune with who I am. Hallelujah. And you're not giving love. You're not speaking love over my life. Hallelujah. And God had to correct me when I was doing it. Hallelujah. To people, God had to teach me, and I had to repent, like, Lord Jesus, I didn't even realize it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So anytime I feel some type of malice or anything in my heart from someone, I'm like, Lord, take that out of me, because I know that's not of you. I shouldn't think some thoughts about no one. I shouldn't bless them and say, because anytime I'm talking to someone, I say, have a blessed day. I don't want to have a blessed day to someone, but then in my heart, I'm like, I really don't care if you have a blessed day. I'm so glad you don't. That's not really the love of God. Hallelujah. My soul waits you only upon God, for my expectation is from him. See, your expectation has to be from the Lord. Hallelujah. Your soul waits only upon God, and your expectation has to be from the Lord. Who are you expecting things to come from? See, sometimes we expect other people to do things. Hallelujah. See, we have to be able to distinguish between having relationships, having wise counsel, having leaders, and having things, but your expectation should only come from God. Hallelujah. God put people in certain positions because that's what they're called to do. That's their office. Hallelujah. I would never knock leaders and all that, because I know I am a leader. Hallelujah. And God called me to lead certain people. Hallelujah. To him. Hallelujah. But I don't want people to expect more out of me than I can give. forgive them, because I cannot be nobody's God. Hallelujah. I cannot be nobody's Savior. Their Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, is only one. Hallelujah. God, only begotten Son. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So your expectation needs to come from Him, from God. Hallelujah. Your expectation should be in the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Not in man, not in no one to do anything. Hallelujah. Because sometimes people can have intentions to do something and they want to do it, but they end up not being able to do it. Or some people, God stops them from doing it. Because I used to be at a point where I wanted to do stuff with people and not do it. And then after I do it, God be like, didn't I tell you not to do it? See, God had to teach me how to stop doing stuff that, because people knew that I was a giving person. So I would just give, give, give. So people expected it from me. Their expectation is when they see me, oh, I know Crystal will do this for me. They was expecting it for me before they even went to God. And God had to show me, you are becoming an idol to someone, and I will kill you. So before I kill you, I'm going to correct you and allow you not to do more than what you're supposed to do. I'm going to allow you to be a sister and a brother, a leader, if you're called to be a leader over them. But you always supposed to guide them to me, because I'm their expectation. I'm their salvation. I'm the one that's in my only begotten Son. I created you from the beginning. I know all that you're capable of doing and what you can do and what you cannot do. So you have to know that God is your defense. He's your expectation. Hallelujah. He's your everything. You should only depend on Him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He only is my rock in my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. You see this scripture come again. He only is my rock in my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. God wants you to meditate on that. Meditate on that for a whole week. Get it in your spirit. He only is my rock in my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. Something is trying to move you. You need to know that God is your rock. He is your salvation. He is your defense. You shall not be moved. Keep that in your spirit. God is my rock. He only is my rock. He is my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Wherever you are in your situation, whatever you are facing, write that one scripture down and read it and just meditate on it and hold it in your spirit and say, He is my rock. He is my salvation. He is my defense. My defense. I shall not move. God don't want you to move from that place. He wants you to expect for Him to come up and show out like He said He would. He wants you to believe that His word will never come back void, that it does what it was sent forth to accomplish, but you have to believe it. Hallelujah. You have to hold on to it, and you get to holding on to the words as you build on the relationship. The more you build on the relationship and know God's voice and know that the word is true, because when you read the word and you know God's voice, you can hear the still smallness of His voice saying, I am speaking that to you now. Because sometimes you can read the word and God will speak some words to you if He called you to, anybody that's called to Him, the salvation, you are called to bring souls. So He teaches you the word to have a word for people, but He also teaches you the word for yourself. Hallelujah. And it's a different than the voice when He's letting you know this is for the masses and this is for you. But during the relationship, as you build on the relationship, hallelujah, you're not faking it till you make it. You're building on a genuine relationship. You're not trying to get to a relationship nobody else. You're not trying to get as much wisdom and knowledge as nobody else. You want all this for you. You want to gain all the wisdom, all the knowledge, all the understanding, all the clarity that's due for you every day before you close your eyes. You want to learn and increase in everything that you need to learn and increase before you close your eyes. And you will gain all the wisdom and knowledge you need. See, sometimes you want more than you expected to have. Hallelujah. I only want the expectation of what I'm expected to have, what I'm entitled to have, what I'm written to have on that day. Hallelujah. Because if I get what I'm meant to have, what I'm entitled to have, that means I will gain and I will stay humble. God will not give me more than I can handle. Because if I gain some expectation and get more things that I can handle, that means it will throw me off track. I want to stay on track and know that it's all about God, that I does nothing without Him, but I do all things through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It say, in God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. It say, in God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength. He say, he is your salvation. He is the glory. Everything that you do is for his glory. The rock of my strength. He is the rock of your strength. You see, he keeps saying rock. Hallelujah. Because Jesus was the rock. The rock that the builders rejected. He is the rock. Hallelujah. He is your strength. His strength is made whole in your weakness. Hallelujah. And my refuge is in God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Do you see how it's talking about God a lot? How it keeps saying God. See, God wants us to know through this relationship the difference between Jesus and God. Hallelujah. Because when Jesus said, when Jesus told his disciples to go baptize, he said, baptize, go and baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. You're supposed to know who God is. Hallelujah. God was the one that created everything. God was the one that sent Jesus down here in the flesh. Jesus was the reflection of God in the flesh. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And the Holy Spirit. You see, he keeps talking about God because he letting you know that God is the ultimate one. Hallelujah. But Jesus is what made a way for us to get to God. Because the children of Israel, when Adam sinned, it caused them from having a personal relationship with God. So God sent his only begotten Son. God came in flesh. Hallelujah. But word in flesh to reconcile us back to him. Hallelujah. Trust in him at all times. You people, pour out your hearts before him. God is a refuge to us. Hallelujah. He say he's our strength. He's our refuges in God. It say trust in him at all times. Hallelujah. You have to trust in God at all times. It is a situation that you're facing that make you not want to trust in him. But you have to trust in God at all times. Believe that he will never leave you nor forsake you. You people, pour out your heart before him. Some of you need to pour out and tell God what's going on. You holding so many things in. Because you know what? You the strong one out of everybody. You the one that everybody comes to. Let me tell you something. I was the one that everybody came to, poured their problems on me, telling me what's going on because they know I'm a pray. They see God in my life, but they wasn't asking me how I was doing. I'm always asking people how they doing. They pouring it to me. But no one was asking me that. But I had to learn how to pour my heart out to God and cry. You know, I'm a weeping one and weep before my Father. I let him know what's going on. I tell him, God bless people to be an ear to me now, but before. And some of you is at that point now where you need to pour your heart out to God. You need to know he's the rock of your strength. He wants you to know, I want to hear your heart cry. I hear your heart cry, but I want you to pour it out to me. When you pour out something, that means you take it. If you have a cup, if you have a bottle, you twist off the cap, you turn it over, and you pour it out. God wants you to take off the cap off your heart. He wants you to turn it over and pour it out. Turn it over. Turn yourself over to the Lord. Hallelujah. And pour out everything that's going on in your heart, man. Pour out everything that's holding you, everything that's hindering you, everything that have you feeling some type of way, everything that make you feel like God is leaving you. Let God know, God, I feel like you've forsaken me, Lord. I feel like you're not here with me, Lord. I feel like I'm going through so much. Like, why am I keep going through this, Father God? Give me the strength to understand. Well, I'm understanding, but I'm not questioning you, but I'm asking to get comprehension because I need you to show me how to communicate with you, God. I need you to show me how to walk out the communication that we have, because when you have a communication between you and God, he's giving you the strength to walk out what he's saying. Show me how to take actions and walk in. Hallelujah. Show me how to take actions and believe in what you said. Show me how to take actions in this faith. Hallelujah. Show me how to believe and stand on your word right here, Father God, because it's so much. It's so many people coming in and blessing me. You know I need you to be my rock and my defense. You're my salvation. I shall not be moved, but I need you to give me the strength not to be moved. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, because there's enemies coming from everywhere. My expectation is in you, so I'm pouring out my heart to you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Surely men of low degree are vanity and men of high degree are a lie. To be laid in the balance, they are altogether lighter than vanity. Trust not in oppression. Hallelujah. And this is the scripture I really want to chime in on, because this scripture, this verse stayed on my spirit all day. Hallelujah. It say, trust not in oppression. Oppression means a state of being subject to unjust treatment or control. Hallelujah. Some of you are going through unjust treatment or control. Trust me, firm belief in the reliability, truth, ability, or strength of someone or something. It's a trust not in oppression. Trust not. Don't have a firm belief, a liability, a truth, a ability, a strength. Don't let that state of being subject to unjust treatment or control. Don't let the control of who is trying to control you take away the expectations of who God is in your life, of you pouring out your heart. Hallelujah. Don't take the oppression. Do not trust in it. Hallelujah. We know we're going to go through tribulation, persecution. Hallelujah. But you can't trust in that. You have to trust in God. It's a trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Hallelujah. A firm belief in reliability and truth and ability and strength. We rely on his truth, his ability, and his strength. But we do not rely on the oppression, on the unjust treatment or control. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Say, trust not in oppression and become not vain in robbery. Vain mean having or show excessively high opinion or one's appearance, ability, or worth, producing a result useless. Robbery, the action of robbing a person or place. Hallelujah. It says, trust not in oppression and become not vain in robbery. Hallelujah. Do not show high regard to the actions, to the places, and the things that you are having. Hallelujah. If riches increase, set not your heart upon it. Do not put your heart on the increase of the riches, but you keep your heart on the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Do not come vain. Hallelujah. Do not have a high opinion. Opinion means a view or judgment formed about something not necessarily based on facts or knowledge. Hallelujah. When you have vain, you are showing excessively high opinion. Opinion is a view or judgment formed on something not necessarily based off of facts and opinions. Hallelujah. Do not come vain in robbery. Hallelujah. The action of robbing a personal place. It's certain places that you think are more than what they are. If riches increase, set not your heart to them. And another definition of opinion is a view or belief of a large number or majority of people about a particular thing. It's some views and opinions that people are trying to get on you, and people are trying to manipulate you. Just like I read Psalms 1 and it say, don't take counsel from the ungodly. It's some people, it's saying, if riches increase, set not your heart upon them. It's so many people that talk about prosperity, and it's so many people that's following after people that's not being led and guided by God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And you trust in oppression because they are trying to control you to make you feel like if you do these steps these way, you don't need to follow the Spirit of God. You don't need to do it the way God has set it forth. Hallelujah. Because it's a trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. Because these are opinions and beliefs of someone else. Maybe a lot of people have done it and they have increased in it, but that don't mean God. Yesterday I did a video on the original. We are original. When you are chosen, you are original. You have been here from the beginning. God got specific ways that he called you to do it. God is trying to show his glory. God is trying to show that we are called to do greater work. Hallelujah. Than what Jesus did. Hallelujah. And Jesus did everything the Father did. Jesus worked. Jesus said the works God's work is to believe on him who he sent. Hallelujah. So if you're believing on Jesus, that means you're believing that you can do the greater work. Just like Jesus did greater works than what his disciples and the people that was before him, because he was led totally by the Spirit. Hallelujah. Jesus didn't come doing the things of the law. Jesus came to fulfill the law. Hallelujah. And the law controlled them to a certain extent, but we have to realize that we're in the spirit of the law, where the Holy Spirit only says what God says. So you're fully doing what God is calling you to do. You're not doing it under oppression, unjust treatment or control, mental pressure or distress. Oppression is mental pressure or distress. You are not mentally oppressed. You're not mentally distressed. You don't have depression. You don't have that many different things because you are trusting in oppression. You are trusting in control. I am someone that beat depression, and I thank God for that. And God has shown me that I can tell when it's trying to come on heavy. And through our relationship, I know it's time for me to get along with God. It's time for me to go into deeper prayer and intercession, ask God, what is trying to control my mind that I'm not letting you step in? Because I need you to step in and be who you are. I need you to be my defense, my refuge. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God has spoken once. Twice have I heard this, that power belongs to God. Power belongs to God. Trust in God. Also to you, O Lord, belong mercy, for you render to every man according to his work. You render to every man according to work, according to what he believes. Power belongs to God. Trust in God. God wants you to pour out your heart. It's the things that you are going through. And God wants you to know that he only is your rock and your salvation. He is your defense. You shall not be moved. Keep that in your spirit. Hold that in your spirit. Meditate on that for a week, 2 weeks, however long it takes you to know the God. That's Psalm 62. I read all of it. I pray you receive something out of the Spirit spoke to you. Those who have ears, let them hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. God is doing something this season. He don't want you to be moved. He wants you to know that he is your defense, that he is your rock, that he is your salvation, and you shall not be moved. Don't let what people say and people do move you from where God called you to be. You are original. You are chosen, and he loves you, and he's using you. You are somebody, and the anointing is teaching you. Understand the voice of God. And God wants to be. Join me tomorrow. I love you. God loves you more. Love harder and pray even harder. Hug, love, my love.